USA News. I'm Tim Berg. A major storm is bringing snow to the Mountain West and threats of fire to the plains and potential thunderstorms to the Midwest. It's the first of two systems that are expected to hit the country over the next week. Red flag warnings are in effect from Texas all the way up to Chicago, impacting nearly 20 million people. The Federal Trade Commission is suing to block a merger deal between Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC alleging the deal, which would be the largest supermarket merger in the United States history, would create higher prices for consumers. The deal was announced in 2022 and looks to combine the 5th and 10th largest retailers in the country. The Defense Department says this past Friday, the United States and its allies launched multiple airstrikes against Houthi forces inside Yemen.
Coalition forces targeted 8 locations and struck 18 targets, which included Houthi underground weapon storage facilities, missile storage facilities, one-way attack unmanned aerial systems, air defense systems radars, and a helicopter to further disrupt and degrade the capabilities of the Iranian-backed Houthi militia.
Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder speaking there on Monday to reporters at a briefing. He says the United States will not hesitate to step in and take necessary action to stop Houthi forces in the region. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is addressing rumors that she'll run a third-party campaign after losing to former President Donald Trump in the South Carolina Republican primary on Saturday.
I'm a Republican. I have not talked to any other organization. I have not put a second or of thought into an independent run because I'm a Republican. That's what I've always been. I've been a conservative Republican my whole life. I'm not going to switch over and have a Democrat vice president. That's not something I would do.
This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is speaking out after an illegal immigrant is charged in his state with the murder of a 22-year-old University of Georgia college student. The governor telling Fox News her death could have been prevented if the Biden administration had secured the U.S. southern border.
This president and this, you know, so-called czar of the border, vice president, did not do that. And they were hoping the American people were going to ignore this issue. And now we have a dead young woman because of it.
22-year-old Laken Hope Riley was killed last week. Social media companies are arguing to the Supreme Court about their right to moderate user content at their own discretion, including political speech. But state laws put in place by Texas and Florida can take the power out of tech executives' hands in deciding what users can see online. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito and one of the attorneys for Big Tech on Monday.
There's a lot of new terminology bouncing around in these cases, and just out of curiosity, and one of them is content moderation. Could you define that for me?
So, you know, look, content moderation to me is just editorial discretion. It's a way to take the all of the content that is potentially posted on the site, exercise editorial discretion in order to make it less offensive to users and advertisers.
Is it anything more than a euphemism for censorship?
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.